chair. You're 18 years old. Your name is Shams. You live in New Jersey.
Yeah. I'm able to see things at a different point of view.
Different point of view. Is it lower or
higher?
They're all higher. Oh, that was a little joke.
Asshole.
Mm-hmm. So you just turned 18 today.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you to be 18?
More years of pain, but more years of able to see life at a different perspective.
What do you mean?
More years of pain, like more years of me going through the shit that I'm going through, but I'm able to see life at a different perspective, meaning like I'm able to see the good things about life, how I'm able to help people.
What's some of the shit you're going through?
I'm going through, you know, a lot of infections. And
like medical, healthcare stuff?
Yeah, pain.
What's that due to? First of all, how'd you get sick?
Spinal meningitis when I was 2.5.
2.5? It was pretty rough for you though, right?
Yeah, my whole life, yeah.
You had a couple of close calls even.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it changed. Well, I can tell you that it changed the way I thought a lot. It made me think, sometimes, a lot of the times it made me think, why didn't it just kill me? Like, and when people would say, you're fortunate to be alive and this and that, sometimes I think they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
You don't feel like you're lucky to be alive?
Well, no, that's sometimes when I think. Sometimes when I'm severely depressed, but you know, or sad. But all the other times, it's like, I am grateful. Because I have seen things that I've been privileged to see things that a lot of people haven't seen. People in horrible situations. Worse than mine.
When you were in the hospitals and stuff?
All the time, yeah.
You made some friends in the hospitals? Do you make any, like, anybody you're still friends with?
Yeah.
So, okay, I understand you're a teenager, you're 18, you're a young adult. You are in a wheelchair. Like, what do you do for fun?
I like to chill with my friends.
You don't do that? You don't do that right now?
Not really. I try to stay as secluded as I can.
Why is that?
I'm in hibernation.
Why are you hibernating?
Because I'm trying to heal myself.
Are you healing yourself from your last medical issue or?
From depression. I'm healing myself from life. I just started taking a new medicine that's going to help me feel better or whatever. And I'm trying to work with that. And I realized that all the other times I took medicine. With depression or whatever, I've been doing the same routine. I know that if I take this medicine now, which is working, I need to be able to work with it instead of let it work for me.
You take a lot of medication, I guess, every day. Do you take vitamins?
Yep.
You have to take care of yourself in the bathroom or?
In the bathroom, well, I take care of myself there.
How about the shower and all that?
I get help with that.
You help with that? Can you put yourself to bed?
Yeah, I can put myself in bed. I can transfer. I can do all of that.
Sex.
Yeah.
Obviously, you being in a wheelchair probably affects that somehow. Can you tell me, you know, what you think about sex and what your thoughts are on that?
Well, you know, I like sex and I watch porno. I do all that stuff that every guy does. I don't take it to the max. I don't like OD on it. I mean, I make jokes and stuff, and I laugh. I talk to girls, of course. And I mean, but
you ever try to fuck anybody?
You don't have to answer that question.
Yeah, multiple occasions. But
how did that go? Have you fucked? Are you still a virgin?
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on that? Like, what are you thinking? What are you thinking when it comes to sex and you? And what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I would...
Like, are you thinking about, you know, when am I going to have sex? How is it going to happen? Have you tried to, you know, is there anybody that you've been close to having sex with?
Yeah, there's been multiple girls, a lot, that I've been close to having sex with. But I have problems, you know, getting hard and all that. And then when I do, it's kind of like when they're caught, you know. So
is it, do you get hard? Is it controllable somewhat?
Not really. I kind of got to force it on, which is difficult.
tell me about drugs. I don't know, but have you experimented with any kind of drugs? Have you been involved with drugs? And what is your perception of drugs? And what are people around you telling you about drugs?
I sold drugs. I smoked drugs.
What'd you sell?
I pushed, mostly weed. But then, you know, when I had to, I pushed a couple grams of coke. But that was just like a one-time, two-time deal.
You know, that's pretty, I know a guy who's going to jail for that right now.
Yeah, but I was in the past. I don't fuck with that shit no more.
What did you do drugs?
You don't have to answer that question.
What did you do?
Mostly, a lot of people get it misconstrued because they think that, you know, coke, heroin, and those are the worst drugs, but that's bullshit.
What's the worst drug?
The worst drugs is prescription medicines because those shit's illegal.
How, you know, how's your family, I guess, living with your condition?
Everyone's stressed out and, you know, due to, they see it as things I put them through rather than, Shams, what are you going through? My brother asked me that, you know, what are you going through? And he talks to me, but it's not like anybody else in the family. Everyone else in the family. I know everyone loves me, I know that. But it's more like they criticize me because they don't know how to deal with it. It's not like they have experiences with other people.
Right. It's not like they're professional caretakers.
Exactly. And yeah. They get it fucked up because they think, oh gosh, he's a burden or he's lazy or he's not taking care of himself or this and that, when they really don't ask me. They get it all from my mom. They gotta talk to me. That's the biggest problem, miscommunication.
Are you going through any counseling?
Nah, right now on a minimum. I talked to one of my psychologists over at RIM, and he's a funny guy. He talks to me about my problems and everything. But
so, like, what do you want to do? What are your plans? Like, do you have any thoughts on what it is you want to do?
Well, you don't have to answer that question.
Like I was saying, you know, I was talking to my tutor yesterday, and he was explaining to me, you know, I was telling him what I wanted to do. And he said all that is jive, not because I can't do it, but because all the shit that I'm going through, and he's in a wheelchair, so he knows there's no getting around him, you know, and he's a really good guy. He's one of the best people I know, and he's tough, and he knows what he's talking about. So I was telling him, you know, I wanted to help people, I wanted to go to countries and stuff. He said all the shit that I'm going through right now, I don't even know what I want to do. I really thought about that, and it's true. I don't know what I want to do.
You don't know.
I mean,
and that's okay, because, you know, it's a misconception that, you know, when you're 18, you're supposed to know what you want to do. And, you know, I went through that with some family members that were fucking assholes pressuring me. And I'm like, fuck off. I don't know what I want to do. Uh-huh. I don't want to do nothing right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it can be a pain in the ass when you got people pressuring you like that. But you got time, because you got people at 50 turning around and going, shit, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, right, you're right. You might not know what you want to do. I think maybe the key is you want to try to find something that's going to be a good thing to be doing.
Yeah.
I guess. So that when you figure out what you really want to do, you'll be able to go and do it, because that thing helped you get there, kind of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so I'm gonna have my kids go through the legal and the medical field.
Oh, that's good.
And the food field.
Yeah, I want to do something like that.
Yeah, I want my kids to be helping people.
Yeah, that's what I don't,
you know, because I'm, you know, that's very important.
That's what I'd like to do.
You'd like to help people?
Oh, definitely.
Are you thinking about things that you might be able to do in that area? What now, in terms of, I know you're 18. A lot of kids sometimes, you know, they get up and they go, I'm 18, I'm out of here. What are you thinking about any of that? Are you looking to perhaps leave out and get your own place or something?
I don't even know what I'm going to do 5 minutes from now. But I can tell you that I do want to get my own place.
that you don't have to answer that question.
I'm tired of 96% of my family members, except for my brother, underestimating me. Because they do. Due to all the past shit.
Right.
That I so-called put them through. But
did you put them through some shit?
I did, but they only see it as that. And that's a problem. They can't see it as it.
Right. Right. You're saying they're probably pretty stuck in their own
shit. Yeah. And the source is...
Your mother?
You know, yeah.
Your mother's a big part of that.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the illegal immigration problem?
Yeah, but I haven't heard it from the news. I've heard it from my home health agent.
Okay, what, she's an illegal immigrant?
No, but...
She's Spanish?
Yeah.
Okay, so what, she knows about it? She's got people going through it. So what do you know about it? Do you know that the idea is that the illegal immigrants that are in this country... Apparently, there was a bill that was going to be passed that passed stricter laws for immigration. And so illegal immigrants decided to rally all over the country on one day, and I think it was a week of Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
They decided to all, you know, pull out. Did your home health aide, any of them, do that? Did they not work on that day, or did you have one on that day?
They all came on that day, but they all talked about it.
They all talked about it all goddamn day. Great.
Yeah.
Great. The fucking lot, you know, the fucking immigrants are fucking all congregating over there over you, right? What do you give a fuck? Let me ask you. So what what were they saying? I mean, you understand Spanish. You understand what they're saying. What were they saying?
They were saying like, oh, well, my cousin or...
All their family members, everybody's going through it?
Yeah.
So here's the situation. We got about 20 million illegal immigrants here in this country that are working, that are here. And you know, a lot of them are working, they have jobs, and they're taking jobs away from people who pay taxes, right? Illegal immigrants, when they come here, when they start working like that, they don't have to pay taxes for 3 to 5 years.
Wow.
That gives them a lot of time to put together some money and some property and things like that and really start being competitive and get to the middle class really fast.
Yeah.
Because there are no restrictions. So this is a problem that, you know, here you are, you're born into this country, you work hard, you got to pay taxes all your life, you work hard, you got to save everything. And somebody comes from Nicaragua with 32 kids and they in 5 years, they got a house and they got significant savings and two brand new vehicles. And then now they start paying taxes. So this is not a fun situation for people who live here. Not only that, but a lot of those people are taking jobs away from people who are here in the country.
Yeah.
Because they will take it for less. Because they don't care. It's a job. It pays more than whatever they would have gotten ever if they didn't come here anyway.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the problem here is that they are, and this is a big problem, it's pissing people off. What do you think we should do with those 20 million people who are here? How do we handle this illegal immigration problem? We got a border situation. We got a working with the businesses situation. The businesses have to look into this. I mean, like, what's the solution? How do you fix that?
Well,
is it good and is it bad?
I really don't think it's good that, you know, they get that. I think maybe one of the ways to fix that is maybe change some laws. My main problem is with the president because, I believe he's more focused into the petroleum, the oil, all the other stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
And he's not focusing on that issue. He's not focusing on the crime. He's not focusing on any of that. And it's not to put the blame on anyone, but you look at the problem, it is the president.
It is.
So if anyone could fix that, it would be him, but... That would not happen because he is too focused on his priorities.
What's going on in your mind, Iraq, and the whole situation in the Middle East? What's your take on that situation?
I believe that a lot of innocent people are dying like it was in Vietnam, but that's not of any importance to Bush because he's trying to get what he's trying to get.
One more thing I want to ask you about before we go. In terms of, and I'm sure you're aware, and you're a black man in America, how, you know, what are your thoughts and feelings about the, you know, racism in America and the black and white issue? How does that, what is it in your eyes, and how is it or is it not resolved if there is a problem?
I think it's a big problem because, I mean, you look at it, slave times and you look at it now, the only difference is black people aren't in chains, and it's rare that a white person will come up to a black person and say, you nigger, this and that. But I just think that racism is really potent, and it's a problem, because it's not just white and black, it's Spanish and black, it's Indian and this and that. I mean, it's a problem. I think it's very unnecessary, and I think that, I mean, what's the difference between us? The color, that's it, you know?
Yeah.
That's the only difference.
Yeah. So you got a lot of white friends?
I got a lot of white friends. I got a lot of black friends. I got a lot of Spanish friends.
And then you see it all?
I see it all.
Do you get racism towards you?
Of course. I've been in many situations.
Yeah. What was the worst?
I couldn't think about the worst right now, but I know that when I first went to Morris County Library, I went over there and everyone looked at me like I was going to pull out a gun.
Wow.
When I get the Morris County Library bag to hold my books and stuff, and I pull out a library book or something, they look like I'm about to pull out a gun and shoot them or something.
Jesus.
So, I mean,
do they think you're the guy from Boys in the Hood? You know, the kid in the wheelchair, remember?
Yeah. Or Menace to Society or something.
Wow. So. That's interesting. Thanks a lot, man. One last thing. What do you think about the gays?
The gays?
Yeah, the whole homosexuality thing. What's your take on that?
I think they're the same as every other person. I think it's basically the same as the racial thing. As long as no one's putting anything in my butt, then it's fine.
Oh, it's like that? What about, okay, so let me just flip it. Let's say some priest is banging little boys in the ass. To you, in your mind, is that, hey, listen, as long as it's not me?
No, that's not right for me, because those are boys and
they're young.
Those are priests. They're kids. That's not only disrespecting them, but that's disrespecting God, because they're taking advantage of their authority and their position.
So what about though, but if that would still be an act between two guys, do you think? I mean, what do you think? Sure, I understand what you're saying, as in, hey, listen, you know, let them do what they do, but in your mind, is it something like that's right, or that's wrong, or morally, what do you think? Because you know there's a lot of conversation about that. The people say it's wrong, the Bible says it's wrong, a lot of people saying it's right, it's on television everywhere. Movies, well, Brokeback Mountain, Will and Grace. Like, what are you thinking in terms of the morality piece?
If it's love, it's love. Love doesn't have a color, and love doesn't have a sex. That's what I see it as.
Wow, that's deep. Deep words from an 18-year-old. Shaz, want to wish you happy 18th birthday. Welcome to the official man world.
All right.
And I look forward to talking with you more.
Definitely.
On that.
All right.
Okay, people. And this has been the Danger Zone. And this is Dr. Mo. Peace.
Peace.